For KBIA News, I'm George Varney. Missouri House members approved a bill 101 to 49 today that would link the duration of jobless benefits to the state's unemployment rate. Workers who lose their jobs currently can collect unemployment benefits for 20 weeks. Under the bill, 20 weeks of benefits would be available if the state's average unemployment rate is at least 9%. The maximum duration of jobless benefits would decrease 1 week for each 0.5 percentage point drop in the unemployment rate. The minimum duration would be 13 weeks when the jobless rate is less than 6%. The legislation passed the Senate 24-8 last month, and the measure now goes to Governor Jay Nixon. The city of Columbia is trying to add another large student housing complex downtown, but some residents were concerned the project advanced too quickly. A group labeling themselves Repeal 6214 accused the city of entering into an agreement with Opus Development Company without guaranteeing the city had enough infrastructure support. City Councilmember Jenny Chadwick says she plans to add a plan to the council's May 5th agenda that would overturn the original ordinance granting Opus permission to build and give the city a new deal with Opus. The new deal would have Opus pay almost $500,000 to improve city infrastructure, a move which Chadwick says is important for the city.
We need Essex, especially for that main trunk line. We can't be having raw sewage, you know, at any point coming out of our sewer systems. It's a public health issue.
The deal would also ensure the building has an active ground floor, meaning that some businesses could operate at street level of the building. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon has no plans to push for changes in the state's execution protocol following a botched execution in Oklahoma. Oklahoma inmate Clayton Lockett died of an apparent heart attack last night, 43 minutes after his execution began. Lockett was writhing on the gurney and grinding his teeth during the process. Oklahoma's governor is calling for an independent review of that state's execution protocol. Gubernatorial spokesperson Ansley Channing says Missouri has its own court-upheld protocol, and Governor Nixon continues to support the death penalty for the most, quote, merciless and violent crimes. Russell Bucklew is scheduled to die on May 21st for killing a man in southeast Missouri in 1996. Attorneys for Bucklew urge Nixon to reconsider. The fluctuating weather that mid-Missouri has received this past April has affected most in some way, but for some it has been a positive outlook rather than a thorn in the side. KBIA's Sarah Pong reports.
Starting from last summer, there was a concern about a lack of moisture, especially in the soil. MU's extension climatologist Pat Gunnan says that the cold temperatures in the winter did not help either, as the frozen ground provided no opportunity for moisture to seep into the soil.
The soil profile was very dry. Deep down, especially down in the subsoil, because we never did get the recharge in the fall or in the winter and on into the month of March.
The rainfall during the first week of April helped to bring recovery to mid-Missouri from its drought. Since 2008, wheat yields per farm have ranged from 44 to 46 bushels per harvested acre, with the lowest being a little over 43 in 2011. This year, the total expected yield for wheat is looking to be about 47 bushels per harvested acre. Sarah Pong, KBIA News.
A Missouri House committee has wrapped up hearings on three articles of impeachment against Governor Jay Nixon, but has yet to vote on them. The first article accuses the Democratic governor of violating the state constitution based on his executive order requiring the Department of Revenue to accept joint income tax returns from legally married gay couples living in Missouri. The other two accuse Nixon of deliberately taking too long to set special election dates for vacated legislative seats and of not disciplining any revenue officials over controversies involving the state's list of concealed carry holders. Chairman Stanley Cox of Sedalia says he'll seek input from the rest of the committee before deciding whether to hold a vote.
Obviously, we need to make a decision. I would have to officially call a meeting in order to go into executive session, but hopefully I can come to some resolution about what their intention is and what they want to do.
Meanwhile, committee member and Democrat Chris Kelly of Columbia says he has not seen any specific violations of law allegedly committed by the Nixon administration and describes the impeachment articles as being politically motivated. For KBIA News, I'm George Varney.